on air.
Welcome in back to the studio, the Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Mr. Ben Shields.
G'day.
G'day.
Great to have you in here.
How long has it been now? How long
Around 6 weeks.
Six weeks on the job.
I've survived 6 weeks. I haven't had any villagers at all with pitchforks or torches.
No torches
trying to
villagers.
Run me, you know, trying to run me out of office yet.
I think that's a
happened.
Sign of a good campaign so far.
You know, well, I've survived.
A very good sign. Now, I've seen on your Facebook page, Mayor, that you've been travelling all around Australia the last couple of days. You were in Brisbane. What was happening there?
Oh, yes. I went and saw the guys at JetGo. Now, they're the fellas who offer direct flights to Brisbane and Melbourne from the Dubbo Regional Airport.
Okay.
They've got new headquarters. So I went up and had a bit of yarn to them, see what they're up to with their operations, see if there's any sort of collaborative work that the airport, because the council actually owns the airport, what we can do, if there's anything we can do collaboratively. So, look, it's always important to talk to those airlines that service Dubbo, because, again, they're the very things that get people in and out of the city.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so especially when it comes to tourism, getting people in from Melbourne or Brisbane, or in the case of Aero Pelican, Newcastle or Canberra. So, look, very, very important.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, we did a Dubbo Decides last week on high-rise buildings in the CBD region of Dubbo, and we had a majority of people say that they did want high-rise buildings. Some people didn't want them. What's your say about the high-rises?
Why on earth wouldn't you want them, really? It makes Dubbo more of a cosmopolitan sort of feel to it. We got to really get out there and prove to the guys in Sydney and all the other capitals that we're not just a bush country town. We know we're not, but again, it's those high-rises and big developments like that that make the city seem more cosmopolitan. It makes it modern, gives it some of, you know, it gives a bit of an oomph, and it gives us that emphasis that we are hub of the West out here. Mm. So many people see Dubbo as the leading business centre of Western New South Wales. So look, bring it on.
Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely. And because we can see redevelopments happening like right out our window at the moment. Like, it's really intense what's happening over there. I was kind of hoping it was going to be a car park, honestly, just because I struggle out there. Mm. When we finish up here, you know, in between lunch, it, like, there are no car parks out there. And sometimes, I do see a lot of people sometimes parking illegally.
Mm.
So it becomes an issue, like almost where parking is now becoming an issue.
So let
here.
My parking inspectors know about that too, because I'm always rubbing
I never said I did it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm seeing other people park illegally.
Well, look, when you develop something in New South Wales, particularly in Dubbo, if you build a big building, you must have so many car parks allocated to the space that you're doing, and there's a bit of a mathematical formula allocated for that. So they will have car parks allocated to that building. But, yeah, look, car parking is something that annoys the living bit out of me.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can tell you what, because especially there are certain areas that just, you know, we don't have enough car parks in Dubbo.
Absolutely. We always need more, and it's always going to be an issue which people keep talking about. Mm. Mayor Ben Shields, we've got some questions from hit.com.au and off the Facebook page. Stick around for us a couple of minutes and answer
those.
Not
a problem.
Fantastic. He is the mayor. He is on air. It is the mayor of regional Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields.
There it
up
is.
Next after Zane Dust till dawn. Morning.
Not trying to be in there.
Day in Dust Till Dawn, this is Hit 93.5. Teaming up with Aussie girl Sia, who this morning tweeted out a nude picture of herself to say stuff off to the people trying to blackmail her for money.
Yeah, it's fair play to her. Put the power back in her hands.
The King of House. Mayor on air.
Now to answer your questions live on the radio, it is the Mayor of the Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields. Thanks for sticking around, mate.
Not a problem.
Now, quickly, before we get into these official questions here, we've got the Citizenship 70 going on in Canberra. I've renamed it because they're pretty much all involved.
Everyone's a scandal now.
There's no sort of rules like that involved in local council, is there?
No. I'm from Zimbabwe.
Are you?
No, not really.
Interesting.
Yeah, look, it's under the Local Government Act, actually. So it's not a... there's no requirement under the Local Government Act for us to be, you know, or not to be a dual citizen. So,
do you have to be an Australian citizen, though, to be a local governor?
You've got to be on the electoral roll.
On the electoral roll, yeah.
That's right. Okay. So unless you're a citizen, you can't be on the electoral roll, but you can be if you're a dual citizen, as in a citizen of two countries.
Yeah.
But, you've got to be on the roll in order to be a councillor.
Fantastic.
So there are other sort of rules to being a councillor. You can't be a bankrupt. You can't be a member of the council staff. You can't be, you know, so there are certain rules, but no, dual citizen. citizens, not a problem with
local government. Need to send Four Corners out to do an investigation, check that everyone's eligible.
Oh, look, break Laurie Oakes out of retirement.
Hey, Mike, let's hit up hit.com.au. What are the two questions for today?
All right, this first one's from Andrew. It says, what is the reason that the administrator and or previous council decided not to make it two lanes right through on both sides from Sheraton Road down to Wheeler's Lane? Would council investigate doing this in the future?
Well ahead of this, Guy. Really am. It really annoys me. Look, how long that roundabout took to get done to a start. You know, you wouldn't want to be paying those guys by the hour to do it, honestly. But look, apparently there was a problem with the asphalt going out and they couldn't get the machine in. There was all sorts of problems there. But look, the two lanes, absolutely essential. It looks ridiculous. Mm. You're going in one lane and then out the other lane, especially if you're coming from Sydney Way. I actually have asked the engineers to traffic engineers to have a look at that over to get back to me, because I think it just the aesthetics of it looks ridiculous, let alone the practicalities of driving.
Absolutely. So. That's good to hear that's on the agenda. And what's the second question?
And just quickly, when are you stopping / cancelling the third bin?
Oh, the third bin.
The third bin issue. Or can you give people who don't need it an option without paying for it?
Sorry, third bin? Something about a third bin coming or something?
I don't remember you promised anything.
So during the before the the election campaign, before the administrator signed a 10-year contract, which really annoyed me, I tell you, we said, can the third bin? Mm-hmm. So can't do that now because he signed a 10-year contract. Can't get rid of it. So the election campaign changed to save your weekly garbage collection, because what they were talking about, what the policy still is next year we will stop having weekly garbage collection and it'll go to fortnightly for this third bin. So that's if you've got a baby with nappies or even a next-door neighbour, someone else's baby with nappies, it's going to stink. So
absolutely.
I've asked the staff to go away and do some legals on that to see how we can keep your existing bin weekly. But also, importantly, absorb that cost, because Dubbo people, we just can't afford yet another rate rise. It's just, you know, and a lot of people who rent say it doesn't affect me, but I tell you what, as soon as rates go up, council rates go up, rents go up as well. Yeah. So we got to keep prices down. That's the one thing, how you grow a city like Dubbo, is keep it cheap. You
absolutely. Don't stuff and Ben, around with you were that. Saying to us off air that the last administrator took 4 years to get this contract signed and all organised and stuff, so it may take you a little bit of time to get this new legals done.
So this third bin, I've been raving about it for years, even in the old council. But look, it took almost 4 years of the staff and the other old councillors to put this together, even though I was against it, to get all the plans set out, the logistics, all that sort of stuff. Almost 4 years. So a lot of people at the moment are pushing me, saying, why haven't you fixed this third bin issue? Well, I'm in week six. We've had one council meeting and it takes a little bit of time. Just the legals alone and the financials is just giving me headaches. And, you know, bigger and better people with bigger brains than me, I can tell you, are working on it. And
great.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
So it's all a work in progress.
Exactly. Yeah. A mayor of the Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields, thank you so much for coming in for Mayor on Air today.
Not a problem, thank you.
And you have a great Wednesday. Bye, mate.
Cheers, mate.
All right, guys, let's roll. It's nothing yet until you're Dubbo and the Central West, number one. This is Jimmy and Mike on air this morning. Mike in for Pippa. Morning, 8:16. And we hope you did well yesterday on the Melbourne Cup. We hope you had a big winner. Unlike Mike and I, we'll come out and say it, won't we?
Yeah, we lost. You know what? And I think it's totally fine. Just once in a while, I didn't put much money on it. It was just for a bit of fun. There's nothing more to it. Unfortunately, I did go with the horse with the coolest name. Like I said, I was going to do yesterday. It didn't work out for me.
Came last.
Something like that. Or it might have got swallowed up in the middle. I don't even know if there's any records to show where it came.
Who knows whatsoever. This is how the race ended up going down.
Johannes Vermeer takes the lead. 200 metres to go. Johannes Vermeer in front, but here comes Rekindling. Johannes Vermeer rekindling. Max Dynamite back to the inside at the 100. Johannes Vermeer rekindling, wearing it down. Johannes Vermeer and Rekindling, stride for stride. Rekindling has won the Emirates Melbourne Cup.
And you know what? With that one, got that from racing.com on YouTube. We got that audio from, so courtesy of those guys. And now the winning jockey, his name was Corey Brown. It's his second win. He spoke to 7:30 last night. This is what he had to say.
Corey Brown, it's your second time winning the Melbourne Cup. Does the second time feel as good as the first?
Yeah, every bit. It's a little bit surreal. This year I've got my three beautiful daughters and wife down here to celebrate with us. But, yeah, it's a surreal feeling, but, yeah, it's just as good as the first time.
That must have been really special to have them in the crowd to see you win that race.
Well, they booked their tickets before I got the ride, so just to secure a ride in the race, I was extremely happy with. But yeah, no, it was very good to have him here.
Yeah, and then after that, the 24-year-old trainer, Joseph O'Brien, he spoke with 7:30 as well. This is what he had to say.
Joseph, what were you thinking as you were watching the race unfold today?
Yeah, no, we were delighted. I was delighted throughout. Corey got a lovely position throughout.
Yeah, right, can't really understand that, but...
Very smoothly through the race. He got a nice run through off of the bend into the...
Sounds like my partner's Irish. Sounds like when I'm at their place.
We were pretty confident that he would get out the trip.
Yeah, yeah. What are you saying? What are you saying?
Oh, but, you know, subtitles may be necessary.
Subtitles may be necessary. Yesterday, shout out to the guys at the Self Dubbo Tavern, because we were down there watching it on the big screen out the back. It was great, but the thing about it, Mike, being at the pub on Melbourne Cup Day... always is bittersweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great atmosphere, especially when the race is happening. People are chanting for their own sports. Like, come on, number 20, whatever it is.
But the truth of the matter is, only one out of 24 people are going to be celebrating a victory.
Exactly, and that's the problem. So, what we noticed, we sat here, we're at our table, all of us lost.
We all lost. We had Vix from the promotions team, Brandon from the sales team. We're all there hanging out. We all lost. It was fine. We lost the race. Great.
Fine, but we had fun while we were there, and that's an important thing. But then what happened afterwards? So some people started to come over.
Oh, they come over with their pink Moscato. Is that what
it's
called?
I think it's Moscato, yeah.
Moscato. And they prance over to our table. Do you mind if we pop our drinks here on this table? Mm. Yeah, that's fine. No
that's
worries.
Fine, yeah.
How did you guys do at the race?
We've lost.
Well, we won. Oh, my gosh, we won.
Because you see the Moscato here. You see the Moscato, the glasses and everything, the thing that I put on your table. Yeah, we won. That's why that's there.
Isn't it funny how when you're at the pub on Melbourne Cup Day, if you win the race, you've got to let everybody know.
And if you lose, you only hear from the people who won.
Yeah, prancing around in their glorious glory. I won the race. I am the winner. I am so great.
Would you like a sip of my Moscato? Oh, no, sorry, because you lost. You don't deserve this.
Totally ignoring the other 96% of people who didn't win the race.
Hamish and Andy are gearing up for their final...
Fearless Lane.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Mike from Workdays is on the show with me this morning. Pippa's just off for today. Hey, Mike, doing a great job so far.
Thank you.
Let's check in with what's trending.
Absolutely. So the Princess Mary, so the former Tasmanian.
Oh, you sound like Pippa now. You know, she talks about babies and royals and princesses. Oh, gosh.
But this is a little bit interesting. So this back
it better
before,
be.
Back before.
It's on my radio show. It better be interesting.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy.
There we go. Oh.
The thing is, so back before the Princess Mary met Denmark's Crown Prince at the 2000 Sydney Olympics, Princess Mary actually saw a tarot card reader, so a clairvoyant, and that clairvoyant said to her that she will, where was it? She said she'd become famous, she'd meet a man from abroad and move to Europe. And that's exactly what happened. So I'm not saying that that's... What are you looking at me for?
Well, am I allowed to talk again?
Yes, you're allowed to talk again.
Because you told me, you said the big S word. Shut up. To me on the radio.
You wouldn't let me speak. I had to do what needed to be done.
I just want to let you know I'm offended.
Okay, I apologise that you're offended. So what else is trending, Jimmy?
Thanks, Mike.
No, really, what else is trending?
Woolworths.
Oh, what have they done?
Woolies are fresh food people.
Mm-hmm.
They've made an animal joke. Now, yeah. Over in a store down in probably Melbourne, knowing that...
No. I think it was Glenelg in Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide. Oh, yeah. That's the same thing.
So this might be my fault.
Same thing, Melbourne, Glenelg. They've put a joke up. They've put a joke up on above the minced beef.
Yes.
Like on the little chalkboard they do there. Mm-hmm. And the joke said, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. Now the vegans have gone crazy.
Oh,
they're calling it an insensitive joke. I can relate to this, being a former vegan myself.
You mean a vegan fad diet that you were on?
Yeah, which I've
you've now come off of.
Fallen off that bandwagon and I'm back onto the cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Yeah. So they've come under scrutiny because they put this joke up there. Now, half of the internet was divided and saying that not funny. animal jokes, like, what do you call a pig without legs? A pork roll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I always, they're mixed with that, and they're also mixed with just people making fun of vegans as well.
which also, I'm also offended.
Deeply offended. Okay, deeply you mean offended. Your hashtag triggered.
Triggered.
You're triggered by these claims.
For all those stories plus more, hit up hit.com.au. Let's get back into the tunes. Morgan Evans, Kiss Somebody. This is Hit Morning. Sometimes you gotta drink about it. Feeling it. Dubbo on the Central West, number one. Oh, yeah. Morning, everyone. It's the Pippa and Jimmy show. Got Mike on board today. Mike, thanks for hanging out with me in the studio today.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you for putting up with me as well.
That's fine. What are you up to for the Savo, mate?
Oh, I've got stuff to do this Savo. There's more than just breakfast, I tell you that. I should probably have breakfast after the show. Yeah.
I haven't had breakfast yet either. You know why? Because I'm going to have to bring this up with the Dash Man, the boss here. We've run out of morning fresh in the kitchen, so we can't clean any of the stuff. And I've got this obsession with cleaning everything before I use it.
Do you? Because I see dishes all over the place. I don't know if you have an obsession with cleaning or not.
No, I don't clean. I take a week to clean my dishes, but if I'm getting clean dishes, I re-clean them before using them.
Okay, no, yeah, that makes sense.
So that's why I was unable to have breakfast during the show today, because there was no morning fresh left.
Oh, of course. Okay. So, yeah, maybe duck to the shops after the show.
Oh, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, gosh. Okay. But, yes, it's been quite a show, though. I've enjoyed it.
Has it?
I've enjoyed it. We had Ben Shields in. You can get the full chat of that at hit.com.au. Yeah.
Shieldsy, the latest on the third bin.
Yes, absolutely. And the High Rises project.
There's only two bins at my place. How many bins do you have at your place at the moment?
Well, I live in a block of flats, so there's a bunch of bins out there. I don't keep track of which, but I just chuck things in bins. I know which one's recycling, though, so that's fine.
I don't even know what recycling is sometimes.
Seriously?
Well, like, can you do, like, a plastic empty bottle of sugar-free Schweppes lemonade? Can you do that in the recycling?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to give you a crash course on what is recycling and what isn't. Well, mainly for the environment purpose.
What is it? Is my phone recyclable?
That's more hard. I don't know. It's technology. That's more confusing. I have to do some research.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Cool.
Where's this conversation going?
I don't know. We're running late. We should let Pete jump on air.
You don't like it when we run late, do you?
Because I know what it feels like to wait for you guys to finish up.
Mike, thank you for coming in the studio today. It's been absolutely fabulous. We do the show all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Don't forget, from 10:30 this morning, grab a delicious McFlurry. That is $2 at Macca's for a limited time only. Might pop through the drive-thru myself. And everyone have a great afternoon. Hey, Mike, thanks so much again. Bye.
No worries, catch you later. Let's go. It's